Next up, everything else. Now, I know that sounds daunting, but this is actually a fun part of the process. Most people think this kind of list making is pragmatic and boring, but this is one of the ways you can be most creative. Because this is the point where you grab a piece of paper or you open a blank document and you just start writing down everything you can think of that is a resource you can use for free in this film. Now, this is something you can learn a good bit about from listening to the commentary and watching the special features of the Robert Rodriguez film El Mariachi. He made the whole film for about $6,000, and that was because he was creative about how to make a big action film by finding free production value from his friends, family, work, and just plain ingenuity. I highly recommend trying to find that movie. It will be very inspirational. Now, you can write anything on that list that you're creating, and at first, you definitely don't want to narrow or limit yourself as far as what things to put on there. But generally, the things that you're looking for will break down into six basic categories. People, meaning cast or crew, skills, locations, props or physical material, production equipment, and intangibles. So let's break those down one at a time and see what we have. First up, people. This is a broad category. Most of us don't have friends sitting around who have defined skill sets that fit perfectly into a filmmaking framework. So the list of people here is mostly going to be people you know and trust who have some interest in working in film. None of them will be trained to work on a traditional film set, probably, but that's okay, because this isn't going to be like a traditional film set. Not only is this a fake doc, but it's one with no budget, so the rules will be different. People with no experience who are just there to help a friend won't really know the difference. This goes for actors as well as people who will end up being your crew. So add anyone you think who has the time and the motivation to help and who will reliably show up. Also, I would not advise just recruiting people you don't know by putting out ads or anything like that, for two reasons. First, strangers have less invested in you and therefore are more likely to not show up and not put in full effort. And secondly, it's one thing to ask friends and family to help you for no money, but it's another to ask people you don't know to do it for free. So stick with the friends and family plan when possible. Now, there are some exceptions to the dedicated but unskilled friends and family, and we will be covering them in the next section. Skills. This is an interesting category because it is so incredibly diverse. For instance, you might have a friend who is a musician. With that skill set, they might be willing to write music for the film, if you choose to have music in your fake doc. Now that is a direct and obvious connection, right? So for skills like that, ones that make sense for how to be used in a movie, that's great. But there are lots of skills that don't immediately scream out as useful for filmmaking. That doesn't matter at first. You should just make a list of literally everything that you or anyone you know can do. Then, once you have this long, weird list of skills, then you sift through it and you start to get creative, right? Maybe you know someone who's great at doing a bunch of distinct voices. That could come in handy if you wanted to have a series of phone conversations in your film and you don't want to have to find all those different people to play all the phone voices, right? Or if someone you know can juggle or knows magic, right? Who knows how those can be utilized? But if you have that list, you can consult it as you write your script, and you can then put that free production value into the story. In another movie, if they decide they wanted to have a birthday party magician in a scene, that would cost them extra money. You, however, can take advantage of it for free. The next category is locations. This is an important one. Even though you can shoot quickly and you can sneak shots in public places more easily when you're making a fake documentary, you still can't really do that for a whole movie. You have to find places that you have permission to set up and shoot at for extended periods of time. Those are going to be the places where you do most of your shooting. So you want them to get sorted out early so you can incorporate anything about that place that is unique or visually interesting in the script, right? Is there a cool view out a window? Or an awesome piece of architecture, or even a creepy-looking half-door that leads to a crawl space in a house. Use that. And remember, as we go along, you don't have to know right away how you'll use most of this. But if you have the list, you can add any of these things to the project at any point along the way. It's all part of the process of reverse engineering a film. We lay out all the pieces, and we look at them, and we figure out what we can create by combining them. Next up is props and physical material. This one's pretty easy to explain. Do you or anyone you know have anything that will lend production value to a film? Things that can be used as props or costuming in the movies. If a college friend has a katana sword hanging on their wall for some reason you don't understand, you could use that in a film. Your sibling has an eerily real-looking Slender Man costume left over from last Halloween? Add it to the list. You will almost certainly not be able to use everything you come up with, but the point is that you never know. Sometimes you get lucky and find out a neighbor is getting rid of an old crappy car, and that means you could film someone smashing it up before it's gone. A creative pragmatist like you can find uses for all kinds of weird things. The next category, production equipment, is a bit unconventional. The reason for that is you probably don't have a lot of friends with unused filming equipment sitting around for free use. Maybe you might find a tripod or a selfie stick here or there, but beyond that, what you're listing here are things that can be used for production equipment, even if that isn't their primary intent. I know a kid who has a drone with a camera on it. He got it because it's fun, but I can certainly use it for a cool shot or two in my fake doc if I can figure out a story purpose for its presence. You might know someone who has a GoPro with a head mount, and you can figure out a way to incorporate it. Or even something like a wheelchair. If someone has an old wheelchair they're not using, they work great as a poor man's dolly. Think outside the box here, and you'll be surprised what kind of cool things that you can accomplish. And then the last category is intangibles. And this one is a bit of a brain twister. This category is reserved for things that seem like they could be helpful, but you're not sure in what way yet. Like maybe you know the owner of a local theme park, but you already know the theme park doesn't allow film shoots there. Does that mean it's a wasted connection? Well, maybe not. Note it down. Maybe you can find a way to use it later. Maybe you can do a trade where you plug the theme, or you plug the theme park in your movie, and in exchange, the owner gives you 4 free tickets to the park, which is what you use to pay a couple of local actors who are otherwise donating their time to the project for nothing. Or maybe your sister is best friends with the person who runs a famous and very popular dog-centric Twitter account. Maybe you find a way to put a dog into the scene of the movie, and then you use that connection to get attention and awareness from the Twitter account's massive following, right? That's what this category is all about, listing the things that don't have a clear use or a clear value so you can try and figure out a value for them. So there you go. There's your list. Cameras, people, skills, locations, props and physical material, production equipment, and intangibles. Once you have this list, once you've created it, have a copy on you throughout the entire process, brainstorming, writing, pre-production, and production processes. During any of these stages, a new inspiration could strike, and you still have the time to incorporate them. Before you move on to the next section, take the time to make this list. Divide it into the 7 sections, including cameras, and then have it handy as we make some of the defining decisions about what shape your film is going to take. So we're about to head into some important decision-making portions of the masterclass, and this list is going to help us make those decisions.